From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. UN investigators say the Syrian government has carried out huge extermination of civilian detainees. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 600 survivors and witnesses in Syria. Paolo Pinheiro heads the commission.
The mass scale of deaths of detainees suggests that the government of Syria is responsible for acts that amount to extermination as a crime against humanity, because these deaths are brought about in pursuance of a state's policy to attack the civilian population.
Paolo Pinheiro. The United States has welcomed a Saudi offer to deploy special forces to support a possible coalition ground operation inside Syria. In Washington, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said Monday that his country's willingness to send special forces to Syria is contingent on the U.S. leading the ground effort. German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks with Turkish leaders, including Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, in Ankara Monday on the growing refugee crisis. Dorian Jones reports.
Following their Monday meeting, Davutoglu said he and Merkel had agreed on several measures. The Prime Minister said German and Turkish agencies will start working together against people smugglers, adding that working with Germany, Turkey will increase joint police and security force efforts to stop illegal migration. Merkel also announced that NATO could help the EU border security force Frontex. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties there to let aid deliveries into the country. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has charged the wife of a now-deceased Islamic State leader for her alleged role in last year's death of an American aid worker, Kayla Mueller. Nisreen Assad Ibrahim Bahar and her husband, Abu Sayyaf, are accused of holding Mueller and other women captive in their home. U.S. officials say Mueller was subjected to repeated sexual abuse by IS chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi during her captivity. Mueller was killed in February of 2015. Egypt's interior minister Monday rejected charges of security force involvement in the torture and murder of an Italian student from Cambridge University doing research in Cairo. Giulio Regeni's battered body was found February 3rd. Rights activists say Regeni had been arrested by the police and tortured. The Italian government has been insisting that Egypt cooperate in finding who murdered him. Presidential hopefuls traveled across snowy New Hampshire Monday, making a final appeal to undecided voters and stepping up their attacks on their rivals. New Hampshire holds its first-in-the-nation primary election Tuesday. Ahead of the vote, opinion polls showed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a shrinking but still comfortable double-digit lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race.
The only way we bring about change is the way that real change has always occurred. And that is when millions of people stand up and say, you know what, the status quo, it ain't good enough. It's not right that so few have so much and so many have so little.
Meanwhile, businessman Donald Trump is leading the Republican field by an even larger margin. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. The money would be used in the United States and other countries supporting strategies to combat the virus. Those include mosquito control programs, vaccine research, and health care services for low-income pregnant women. Dr. Anne Schuchat is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
For the average American, this is not something that will change your day-to-day life, but if you are pregnant, we have taken the unusual step of recommending that you avoid travel to areas where Zika is spreading.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported 50 laboratory-confirmed cases of Zika among U.S. travelers within the last few months. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitutional reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms and recognizing as official the language used by Berbers. Parliament approved the reforms Sunday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.